Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Thursday evening, and pleased to be joined by defensive end for the Miami Dolphins, Olivier Vernon. Olivier, first of all, thanks for joining us, and man, you're becoming a regular this. We talked to you last week.
I know, man. I'm starting to get used to it a little bit.
Yeah, be careful, though, because the more and more you join us, we're going to expect you to be here once a week.
No.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into mini camp and everything that's going on the field, just want to touch on the stadium, Sun Life Stadium. Exciting news that was announced earlier this week as the vote was passed and the modernization of the stadium is going to go through. $350 million is going to be paid by Stephen Ross, the owner, to renovate and to modernize the stadium. As a local guy who played there in college and now in the pros, how cool is that going to be to see kind of a new look stadium in the next couple of years?
Ah, man, this is a great thing. You know, it shows you know, the guys upstairs, you know, Stephen Ross, he's shown a commitment to, you know, bettering in the facilities. As far as he did out here, you know, people don't know that, you know, he spent a lot of money on the inside over here at the Dolphins facility and making everything more modernized, having the guys, you know, more comfortable being here, happy to come to work, and then adding to the stadium. You know, it's a great thing, man. You know, I know he's trying to bring a lot of Super Bowls down here. That's that's one of the biggest things. And, you know, showing the fans that we have an owner that cares a lot about the team and about the fans as well.
Yes, it's going to be exciting to see exactly what it's going to look like the next couple of years. And you mentioned Super Bowls. I know college championship games as well as World Cup potentially down the road. I mean, we're going to be talking about South Florida potentially being the epicenter of sports for some of these big-time events. It's going to be really cool, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, who wouldn't want to play in Miami? You know, Miami's known for its big melting pot. We got so many different cultures. You know, people that play soccer. I did for one growing up. Baseball, you know, basketball. You know, it'll be a great thing for the city.
Now, I know you just mentioned playing soccer. You've been following the World Cup pretty closely?
Oh, yeah, man. It's been crazy. It's been a lot of lopsided wins. I think it was like only one tie. So it's been really good, this World Cup.
Very competitive. And then we see the 2010 champ Spain go down yesterday.
Yeah.
They get knocked out in the group stage, which is something that nobody anticipated. Is there a specific team? I mean, I'm assuming you root for the United States and another team you root for as well?
You know, I normally don't really go for the U.S., but this year, you know, since everybody's been saying the U.S. is all they're in a group of death, which really they're not, and how, you know, they're not going to get out with a win, I think the U.S. is going to surprise a lot of people. They tend to do that when their back's against the wall. But I'm pulling up for the U.S. and Swiss. You know, my mom, she's from Switzerland, so I'm going for Swiss.
Okay, yeah. I watched their match. That was a dramatic finish to their first match against Ecuador with the goal literally the last 15 seconds.
Yeah, it was great.
That was fun to watch. All right, so let's go from football to football and talk about this mini camp. Just got done earlier today with the scrimmage, kind of the spring game. It kind of had a college feel to it with Coach Philbin calling it a spring game, but you guys went out there. Must have been fun to get out there 11-on-11 for an extended period of time and just go out there and play some football.
Well, yeah, it was great football weather. I mean, it was scorching hot outside today. No, not a cloud in the sky. But, you know, it was great, you know, go out there and seeing all the young guys of what they've gained this offseason, these OTAs, and how fast they've, you know, came along. You know, a lot of those guys, the young linebackers, they're calling plays, communicating, make sure everybody's aligned right. And it's just amazing to see that.
Olivier Vernon, Miami Dolphins defensive end, joining us here on the Finsiders. And who are – name some of those young guys that have impressed you up to this point in the offseason.
Jelani. Jelani, he's been stepping it up a lot. He's one of the main guys that's been flying around, making plays, making calls, making checks, whatever he had to do to make sure everything's running and hitting on cylinders.
Yeah, he's going to be fun to watch entering his second year here. All right, you were fun to watch today, I got to say, out there watching the scrimmage. I don't know, no official stats were being kept, but you had at least two sacks, maybe two and a half. You were getting around the quarterback. How'd you feel out there?
I felt good. You know, me and B.A., we just been going at it this whole OTAs, and we just all let it rip today. We just treated it as a spring game, And, you know, everybody just was trying to have fun out there. You know, everybody just treated, you know, the coaches treated it as a game day. We were treating it as game day. So pretty much we just, as soon as we stepped on that field, we just wanted to have fun with it leading into training camp.
Yes, and so this is the last day of workouts for you, and then you guys have some time off before training camp, as you just mentioned. So for you, what's your plan during this time off? How much do you still work out to try and make sure you're ready for training camp?
You know, I pretty much going to go back, work out, go down the street, you know. I have nowhere else to go. So I'm going to just work out, you know, get right, you know, stick to what I've been doing. And, you know, get ready for training camp. And as far as soon as you know it, the season's going to be here, and it's going to be September 7th already.
It's right around the corner, without a doubt. So I know one of the things that you'll be doing is supporting your friend and fellow defensive lineman, Jared Odrick, this weekend at his charity golf tournament, going up to Pennsylvania for that. He described it to me when we spoke to him not too long ago that it's going to be kind of a defensive line bonding weekend for you guys. You guys all get up together. So how much are you looking forward to that, being up in Pennsylvania? Hopefully a little cooler for you up there.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Yeah, that's another thing. It's going to be a little, you know, a little cooler, a little chillier. And another thing, I made sure J.O. know that I never really had cheesesteak like that, Philly cheesesteak sub, so he's going to pretty much hook me up with that. So I'm excited about that. But, you know, as far as the D-line, you know, as a defense as well, we're always doing something together. If it's not paintballing, it's everybody hanging out, watching a fight, or watching a game together at each other's houses. So, you know, we like doing things together. You know, we're pretty tight, close-knit group.
Olivia Vernon, Miami Dolphins defensive end, joining us here on the Finsiders. And so, all right, I want to put you to the test here a little bit with the defensive line. Who's the funniest guy of the group?
Oh, man, there's a lot of funny guys in there, man. I'll have to say Randy Starks. He's hilarious, man. You're never going to know what he says every day. It's something new, but it's funny, man. He's hilarious.
All right, who's the most vocal leader of the group?
I mean, when it comes to that, you got to say, Cam Wake, Randy Starks, and J.O. But all those guys pretty much are speaking.
All right, who's the best dressed? Who's got the best fashion?
Oh, man, I think J.O. and Cam are tied for that one. They're head-to-head. I don't know who's going to beat that out of the two.
I know each of them thinks that they're the best dressed, right? Yeah. You asked.
I'd probably beat them when it comes to dressing, but as far as suits, you know, they have it on lock.
They've got that down?
Yeah, they have it on lock, yeah.
All right, and finally, for the defensive line, who's got the best taste in music?
Best taste in music? I would have to say myself.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give us an idea. What do you like to listen to?
You know, I'm very broad. You know, I just don't single myself out to just any type of music, you know, just one certain type of music. You know, I branch out. It could be rap. It could be not too much house, some trap music, some Spanish reggaeton, some reggae. You know, I cover all areas.
So much like you describe South Florida as being a melting pot society,
yes.
You're kind of got the melting pot in your music catalog there.
Yes, I do.
All right. You also told me last time we spoke that you're a big movie guy.
And
we were talking a little bit about the movies you saw prior to the off-season workout program. What are you looking forward to seeing that hasn't come out yet this summer?
Huh. I want to see 22 Jump Street. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I heard it was pretty funny. Yeah, I heard it was pretty funny. I want to see that. I want to check that movie out. That's pretty much the only thing I've seen. I don't really watch TV that much. So, I don't know. Whatever comes out.
Okay, let's wrap this up with a little football. So, you just completed the off-season workout program. Looking ahead to training camp, as we discuss, what is the overall vibe around this team, the confidence level, how you feel about things after putting in all this work this offseason?
I feel really good, and I know the team feels really good as well. These past few days, as a team, we've grown so much closer together. I don't know if it's because of the mini camp, you know, since we're spending more time in the building. But as far as even the young guys and, you know, the veterans taking the young guys under their wing and just, like, you pretty much you couldn't tell who a rookie would be, you know, if you were to be in the meeting room with everybody. I feel like, you know, as a team, everybody is really, you know, showing you know, that gelling aspect of it as being a team, you know, as being as one and as working. And I feel like, you know, I just can't wait to see how training camp is and how everything, you know, how everything happens.
Yeah, I think you, the fans, the media, like, all looking forward to seeing what everything looks like in training camp. Olivier, good to catch up with you again. Enjoy the time off that you have before training camp rolls around, and look forward to catching up with you then.
Thanks, man.
All
see
right.
you then.
There he is, Olivier Vernon, defensive end for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. We have a lot more coming up. We have Chat's Choice coming up next, and then later on this hour, we'll hear from Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, so stay tuned for that. Also, let you know, the Dolphins Youth Football Camp is heading to the Cayman Islands July 22nd and 23rd. Take a trip the whole family will treasure. Learn more at dolphins.com/CaymanCamp. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.